in and take a seat. We just got the second letter from Paul, and he's clearing up some things, so get your writing utensils, it's time to learn. Let's get it.
Take a seat.
Let's get into this.
There's been a challenge to the truth, but there's defense for this.
Since Paul's first letter, there's been need for another one, cause the other one was compromised by a cover-up. Another one, cause some of us thought Paul was sending. Wait, slow up, let's just start from the beginning. First, Paul felt morally indebted just to give thanks for our faith and increased love toward the saints. For this reason, Paul bragged on us, because we all persevered through attacks on us, and these attacks are evidence of his righteous judgment. Proof we've been proven worthy of a righteous covenant. And don't sweat the haters, because God is just to punish them and give you rest, so in God we trust. So until the Lord comes back to take us home, persevere through afflictions, baby, and stand strong in the faith, persevere through the pain, sin, mercy, and hate. Do it all in Jesus' name. The Lord's coming back. Apparently there was a letter with false intent bent on contradicting the first letter Paul sent. So this is Paul's response to end the myth that says the day of the Lord is in our midst. Don't let anyone deceive you, I beseech you. Hold fast to the lessons in which we teach you. Remember when Paul was with us, he said these things. First rebellion, then comes the lawless man on the scene. Then lawlessness, all of this, so men will call on his name as he's exalting his name to where the Father's is. But at this point, we've been long gone. Christ, the rapture is a snatching, not him coming back twice. They're separate. The day of the Lord happens after you. It's not for your calendar, but to strengthen your character.
Stand strong in the faith, persevere through the pain. Sin, mercy, and hate. Do it all in Jesus' name. The Lord's coming back. Yeah, coming, coming back. Yeah, the Lord is coming back. Yeah, coming, coming back. See, the Lord's coming back. He gon' free us from affliction. Don't get lazy in the back. Stay focused on the mission. Stand strong in the faith. Yeah, strong in the faith. Yeah, strong in the faith. Yeah. Memory. Christ is faithful in affliction. Let's be genuine inwardly, committed to praying daily, cause we're fighting an enemy trying to take me out the battle by using a sin in me. And speaking of sin, Paul charges a sin. Stand away from the lazy and rebellious idle men, in hopes our actions would invoke some actions. Paul's first letters warned and they ignored his passion. Now the church's reaction has to be more drastic, in hopes that they would grasp it and repent of their actions. Let's recall Paul's behavior when he stayed with us, and how he labored night and day and never made a fuss. Man, Paul is a model that we should be following. If a man doesn't work,